already in progress.
And that means that we have to, man, if we can't get along down here, how in the world can you talk about getting along up there? These folks talking about they can't stand somebody's guts. How in the world you can't stand somebody's guts? You haven't even seen their guts yet. Because the Bible does say, how can you say you love God whom you have never seen? And hate your brother or your sister that you see every day. How can you do it? You can't do it. Because the Bible tells you this. I didn't make this up. You go first, y'all, and read it. He said that if you say that, you a liar. And the truth is not in you. That's what the word of God said. So it's a love. It's a spiritual union. But not only that, it is a love of spiritual attachment and fellowship. Praise God. It's a love that shares needs and blessings, joys and sorrows, and gifts together. I came down here the other day because I know we've been giving away stuff, man. We've been trying to get stuff in the hands of folks that really need some stuff. And I had come from my doctor's appointment, and my son and I stopped because there was a box that was sitting outside. I said, that's sort of strange, that box sitting out there. So I went and looked at it. There's a bunch of goods that somebody obviously had left out there, praise God, so that we could get it and give it to somebody who needs. And it was hot out there. So what I did was, well, look, let's go get home. And I said, by the time my wife gets home, we'll figure out where this come from. Because there was no name or nothing on it. So I just brought it home and brought it out of the heat and bought it on the inside. And praise God, and we were able now to take all of that stuff and to add to that stuff that we're going to put over there. Amen. So that's what that's that love of spiritual attachment. Praise God, and fellowship. Amen. It's a love that covers a multitude of sin. I often tell people, man, folk can't. Love, if you have love, it'll cover a multitude of sin. I believe, and I really do believe this sincerely, that the divorce courts, we could put the divorce lawyers, judges out of business. If we would take and apply that principle that love covers a multitude of sin. Now, y'all know, y'all heard those that I have counseled, and I'll tell you in a New York second, if you got somebody that's physically abusing you, get away from that rascal or that rascalette as fast as you can. That's going to lead to something bad. Praise God. If it's just a little spats, man, love will cover them spats. Ask my wife. I have to use love a lot of times to cover them spats. So when we receive the knowledge of him, when we receive the spirit of him, and when we receive his love, praise God, all we're doing is putting on the mind of Christ. And as we put on the mind of Christ, praise God, we're going to grow. We'll grow even from that will be not such thing as a natural man too much to mow. Praise God. There won't be too much of a carnal man too much. Praise, man, we'll all be walking around spiritual men and women strong. Praise God, willing to do what God wants us to do. I was supposed to close this thing a different way, but I think I'll just close it this way. And see, when we receive that knowledge of him, who receives spirit. receive the love of him, we can truly stand on the words that Paul wrote to that church that y'all know he loved. That was a church that was in Philippi that Paul loved. That church did so much for him. Listen at the words. Put this on the marquee. I know it's pretty long, but that's okay. Philippians chapter 2, verses 4 to 11. Look what Paul writes. When you have taken on the mind of Christ, he said, look not every man on his own thing, but every man also on the things of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon himself the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men, and being found in fashion as a man, guess what he did? He humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God. I don't know about you, my brothers and my sisters in Christ, but I am glad that I have the mind of Christ today. And I know that I have the mind of Christ. The reason I know that I have the mind of Christ, because there was a day when I was sinking deep in sin. I was far from the peaceful shore. I was very deeply, and I was stained within. I was sinking to rise no more. But the Master, oh Lordy, up the sea, heard my despairing cry from the waters, lifted me, and guess what? I'm safe now. I'm safe now. Safe am I. You know why? Because love. Love lifted me. Love lifted me. When nothing else could help, money couldn't help, honey couldn't help, knowledge couldn't help, when nothing else could help, it was the love of Jesus that lifted me. Somebody say, how did his love lift you? Because over 2,000 years ago, he walked up a hill called Calvary, drawn across his shoulder, but it pierced him in his side. Put a crown of thorns on his head, lifted him up high, stretched him out wide. And praise God, the Bible tells me that he died. Took him down off that cross, put him in a borrowed grave, where he stayed 2 days and 3 nights. But you want to know something? That was not a grave that was going to hold him down. Because on that Sunday morning, over 2,000 years ago, he got up out of that grave and declared that I got all power in my hand. I'm talking about power, praise God, to save, power to heal, power to deliver, praise God, power to set. Amen. By having the mind of the mind of Christ. And there might be somebody here today. Praise God. You haven't given your life to Jesus Christ. In other words, you haven't been sealed. You don't have that precious promise of His Holy Spirit with you that right now. You can have that today. You can come and give your life to Christ. And I'm telling you, praise God. He'll come into your life, take up His abode. You'll feel so good. You want to know how good it'll make you feel, Sister Ivory? You will want to run, and when there's nobody even chasing you, it'll make you feel so good that you will start laughing when there's not nothing funny. I'm talking about allowing Jesus Christ to come into your life. He loves you. He died for you.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 713602. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.